Okay, I'm going to say right. What you're saying.
All right, Freddie Norin, first of all, good job checking on Justin Hill in Daytona. That's awesome, but I had you in fantasy, so, I mean, I was kind of conflicted on that, but I guess the good outweighs the bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve, that I didn't get your fantasy points that maybe you needed. Yeah. I'm not sure how you're doing in fantasy. But
not good.
Not good?
Yeah.
Okay, but I will say, maybe if you told me beforehand that you had picked me for fantasy, maybe I would have just like...
Kept going?
Yeah, like, you know, I'm not going to check on this guy I just landed on, you know, that's laying on the ground. Oh. But no, it was, obviously, you never want to go through something like that. And I had to make sure that he was, you know, at least alive type of thing, you know. So, I'm just glad he's okay. Obviously, he's missed these last 2 weekends, so I'm bummed on that. But I checked in with him before Birmingham, and he was getting better. So, at least that's a good thing.
LCQ today was hectic, man. There was a lot going on.
Yeah, I will say that was probably my most nervous LCQ this whole year.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, got Breece, man, right there. And
he's aggressive.
Oh, my gosh. I was just like, and I was, I had a decent start, and then I fumbled the first lap, and I actually dropped back to fifth. And then, and then I got by Breece, second to last lap, whatever. But we were all there, so it's like, you know, Devin was right in front of me, so I couldn't really be too aggressive with him or leaving the door open. So, it was, I'm just glad I was in it. But I was so confused, too. People probably saw it on the TV. Like, why am I throwing – or why is Freddie throwing his hands up? But when I went through the checkered, I looked up on the screen and said fifth place.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what the heck? I'm going straight to MMA. I'm sure I was fourth, but, obviously I was fourth, but,
As far as the tonight, man, those whoops were gnarly. They claimed you a few times.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, your track was certainly gnarly, and Moto 1 and Moto 2 was terrible, to put it that way. I fell twice in Moto 1, once in Moto 2. Now, we made some pretty big changes for Moto 3.
Okay.
Like, hey, like, we have nothing to lose.
Suspension? Or?
Yeah, chassis stuff. And it got way better.
Yeah.
So, didn't go down Moto 3. So that's good.
So, do we give the credit to Derek for these changes?
Yeah, I would say Derek, you know, because to be transparent, after Moto 2, he came by and he pretty much like waited for me to give him feedback. And I'm like, it's all yours, Derek. I don't know what to tell you. It's just, I just suck right now. And I don't know. Maybe it's the bike. Maybe it's me. I don't know. You do your thing.
Yeah. And, I mean, honestly, it's not a bad idea.
I mean, I'm like, he's standing up there in the manager tower. He can see me and see what the bike's doing. And I felt terrible. And I'm like, I couldn't give him great feedback out. And then, you know, I don't feel very good right now on the bike. So, yeah, I mean, sure, I was probably to blame to some degree, but then, obviously making improvements on the bike helped too, but
All right, last question. Do you change gear in between each aim?
No. Same gear the whole three races. If it was would be muddy, like today, like it wasn't really that muddy, I would for sure change, but no.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.